It's Monday, the 24th of November, and I'm Tonata Kavila with your 5 p.m. news. The German Agency for International Cooperation, or GIZ's ProBets2 program, has improved access to finance for over 300 MSMEs in the past 6 months, training more than 40 financial service providers on inclusive financial products. A high-level delegation breakfast was held in Windhoek this morning to discuss next steps for MSME financial innovation. Executive Director at the Ministry of Finance, Dr. Michael Humavi, Hindu has an update.
As a government, we are acutely aware that financial inclusion is not just a buzzword. It is an enabler for economic participation, job creation, and dignity for our citizens. Through instruments such as the recently launched National Youth Development Fund, the Credit Guarantee Scheme, and the National Venture Capital Fund, the Namibian government has shown its commitment to breaking down structural barriers to finance. And these are all under the umbrella of the MSME Access to Finance Program under the Ministry of Finance, and at large, the recently launched Financial Sector Development Strategy with the Central Bank, the Bank of Namibia.
The Minister of Health and Social Services, Dr. Esperance Luvindao, has given an update on mpox cases in the Irongo region.
We are very pleased to report that both of those cases have now been discharged. They're out of isolation. They're well. They're safe and healthy, which is excellent. We are still putting and implementing measures to make sure that we contain it. So far, it has been contained still to the Irongo region, which is fantastic. And we are hoping and putting all measures in place to ensure that it doesn't spread past the region.
Meanwhile, the minister has confirmed an outbreak of the deadly Crimean Congo hemorrhagic fever in the country, for which no vaccine or specific treatment exists at the moment. South Africa will likely hand over the G20 presidency to the United States in Pretoria tomorrow. With President Donald Trump absent, the country will match the United States' representation at the summit, and no formal ceremony is planned. That's according to South Africa's Director General of International Relations, Zain Dangor.
The agreement is that we should do it low-key. It's not just a South African issue. The US also doesn't want a very big handover event. So we will hand over at the level of a senior official from Durco to the US charge, and that will most likely take place tomorrow.
In other news, University of Johannesburg Professor Oscar van den Heerden says Africa is more than a market. This comes as the African Union-European Union summit begins in Luanda, Angola today. Speaking to SABC News, van den Heerden said with the African Continental Free Trade Agreement, the continent's future depends on strategic decisions by African leaders.
Africa no longer wants to just be a market. For too long, the rest of the world saw it as a market. Let's dump our goods there and they pay. It's not about just extracting and taking it away. I think that African leaders need to now begin to think like leaders and think strategically. Otherwise, the future of the continent is not going to be so bright.
Moving abroad, the United Kingdom's nuclear power regulation needs a radical reset, according to a government-commissioned review. The task force issued its warning on Monday, saying the UK has become the most expensive place in the world to build nuclear power plants due to overly complex regulation. John Fingleton is the panel's chairperson. Here he is.
Our regulatory system has just got more and more complex over time. Each of the planning, environmental and nuclear safety regulatory regimes has got more difficult and more costly. And then those regimes taken together add further complexity to the system. And so we're 27% more expensive than France, 57% more expensive than Finland. We have the highest industrial energy costs in the world. And it's now very urgent that we get on and build nuclear, because demand for energy is rising and we just don't have the capacity to meet it.
You can find all these stories and much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.